The sole purpose of this YouTube channel was for me to record my scientific, maybe pseudo scientific ideas, and email the link to bona fide real scientists. And hopefully they would respond. Previously, emailed them, typed up worded emails describing my ideas. And they never did respond. So my hope at the time was that maybe in video format, with my mannerisms and facial expressions, that maybe I would be able to describe my ideas better, and maybe they would respond. Obviously, maybe the reason they weren't responding was because my ideas are not that good. That's always a possibility. But I wasn't gonna let that stop me. I wanted, even if it was a response with them disagreeing with me, that would have been actually great. I just wanted a response, right? But then I guess I got a little bit bored and not receiving any responses, and so I started making videos about UFOs and about the Fermi paradox, which, by the way, which were scientifically based. But they went beyond science, right? Or at least that was my point in those videos, to go beyond science to answer questions that science, as it is right now, cannot answer. But then I went ahead and made a video trying to describe what I mean by going beyond science. So I made a video about an afterlife, a possible afterlife that I obviously don't think would actually describe an afterlife, the afterlife, if it actually exists. But I went ahead and described an afterlife, well, the sole purpose of trying to describe my way of thinking, that I do not stop at science, that I don't let, just because I can't scientifically prove something, that's not the end of it. That's not the end of the idea. And then the last or second to the last video, I made an actual full-blown religious video, or religion according to me, right? Which then, if any scientist was to find my YouTube channel and that was the first video they saw, they're obviously not gonna go on to try to see what other ideas I have, right? So I kind of blown this channel out of the water. I kind of negated the sole purpose for it. I've gone beyond of the original idea, maybe to my detriment. Hopefully not, but maybe. So anyways, though, so I figured today, just to completely annihilate the idea that my YouTube channel is a scientific channel, or at least a maybe pseudoscientific channel, I'm going to nothing less and nothing more but describe the meaning of life. Or how I rather phrase it, the purpose of life. I'm going to describe the events leading up to me being told the meaning of life. And me stating it that way is very iffy from a scientific perspective, because at the time I would have been unconscious. Hopefully this will make sense in a little. So this happened almost exactly 28 years ago, when I was 25 years old. I had been sick for quite some time. A couple of years actually, and I was exhausted. I was completely and utterly exhausted, mentally, physically, and emotionally maybe. And I just wanted it to be over. For whatever reason, that day I just decided that I don't want this no more. I want it to be over. And if over meant me dying, I would have been perfectly okay with that. The only reason I hadn't thought of actually wishing that I was dead at the time was because I didn't want to do that to my parents. My parents, I didn't want to put them through such a ordeal. I have it on good authority that one of your own kids dying before you is not a good experience. So anyways, though, like I was saying earlier, I was extremely sick, had been sick for quite some time, and I was completely exhausted. And so for whatever reason, I decided that morning that I was gonna call my doctor and tell him that I was done with it. Previously, the doctor had told me that there was a treatment for my ailment, but that I couldn't go through those treatments because my insurance won't cover it. That only until I reached a certain criteria, only until I had deteriorated enough to qualify for the insurance to cover it, would I be able to get those treatments. So early that day, I called the doctor, and I remember one of the nurses answered. I don't remember exactly what I said, and she simply said to me, "Go to the hospital." And so that's what I did. So as soon as I hang up, I tell my father that I want to go to the hospital, and he practically pretty much carries me to the car. The good news was that I had lost so much weight that it wasn't that hard of a job to carry me. I weighed around 145 pounds. Previously, I would have weighed around 200 pounds. Right now, I weigh like 250. But I was pretty skinny, so pretty easy for my dad to carry me. Even though my dad would have been elderly at the time, he would have been like 70. And so my mom comes along and we go to the hospital. And eventually, it took some time. Eventually, I start those treatments. And I remember, I think it would have been the second day, and it would have been on the third treatment that I actually started to feel better. I was able to sit up. I was able to not be in constant agony. Previously, I would be bedridden throughout the day. I would have a hard time even just going to the restroom. And my bedroom would be right next to the restroom, and I would still have a hard time walking that short distance. So anyways, though, so I had started to feel better, and one of my friends, my mom, was gonna go home, and I think she was gonna make me some burritos or something, make some fresh tortillas and make me some food and then come back. And so my friend, which happened to be my next door neighbor, had showed up, and he was gonna stay there with me, Beto. And back then, pretty much what we did all the time was play chess. And not just me and Beto, but me and quite a few other friends. We had a significant circle of friends that's all we did. We would get together and play chess. And for many years, Beto would try to beat me at chess, and he was never able to. It was one of his, I think, bucket list things that he wanted to eventually beat me to feel, I guess, better of himself. He would almost, according to him, he was almost gonna win, and then for whatever reason, he would lose. I would win. So, anyways, also, so we start playing chess, and out of the blue, Beto wins. And I remember Beto being extremely elated. He was literally jumping up and down, screaming that he finally beat me. So eventually we set up the game and we're gonna start playing again. And I remember that on the TV was a Mexican singer, Lucerito, and me and Beto are arguing who would make the better boyfriend for her, right? And we're laughing it up and having a good time and playing chess. And Beto had just won, first time in his life against me, so he was extremely happy. And so we're playing, and I decide that I'm gonna move the horse, right? But as I pick it up, I realize that I can't remember how it moves. This is extremely weird. I had been playing chess for years. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I remember that I was a pretty young fella. I think it might have even been in preschool, so like around 5 years old. So for 20 some years, I had been playing, And all of a sudden, I can't remember how to move the knight. And then, again, out of the blue, it seemed like my mind stopped, like it just simply stopped working. I could see what was going on, see Beto, I could see the TV, but there was nothing analyzing or trying to make anything within my head of the images coming in. It was extremely odd experience. And eventually, again, my mind starts, and I think Beto noticed that something was going on, and I think he asked me what's going on. And I tell him, can you get the nurse? And also, can you call my mom? And so, again, my mind stops working. I can still see everything that's going on, but there's nothing behind my eyes analyzing those images, right? It's very much like being a camera, like an inanimate object. And I could see Beto leave and come back with the nurse, and he was talking on the phone. And then, again, my brain starts working. My mind comes back. And I'm freaking out. I don't know what the hell is going on. Later on, I was told that I was having seizures, but at the time, I had no idea what it was. And then, as I'm talking or trying to tell Beto what I'm feeling, my lights go out. And I find myself in complete darkness, my mind fully functional. I'm fully awake, fully aware, but I am in complete darkness and I don't know what's going on, so I am extremely scared. I think I can say I was terrified. I don't think I could have been more scared. So eventually I come back, I wake up, and by now my mom is here, which means that I was out for quite some time. Because for my mom to get from the house to there, it should have taken at least a good 10-15 minutes. So I was out for quite some time. And I see that my mom is nervous. I can see it in her face, and there's some commotion going on with the nurses. I guess they don't know what to make of it. And then again, I'm out, you know, I'm in complete darkness, I'm fully aware, but I can't make of the anything of the situation. And so the idea comes to my mind, what if this is the way you die? What if this is how people pass away? What if these are my last thoughts before I fade to nothingness, right? And I couldn't be more scared. I was not just scared, but confused, right? I was trying to make sense of it, and it was just that I couldn't figure out what was going on. And on top of that, because of my fear, I don't think I'm thinking clearly. So then, out of the darkness, I hear a female's voice, very soothing female voice, say to me, everything's going to be okay. And her voice was so soothing that it shrunk my fear into nothing. I truly believed her, and it actually helped me, you know. And eventually, I wake up again, and by now I see my mother is still on my side, but she's like kneeling on the floor, and I think she's praying. And her head was so low that I think she was kneeling on the floor, and she's praying. And so I say to my mom, "Don't worry, a woman told me that everything is going to be okay." And so obviously, my mom being Catholic, she automatically assumes that it was the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, telling me that everything's going to be okay. And so my mom starts praying to the Virgin Mary. And then again, my lights are out. And again, I'm terrified. And that's when I lasted unconscious for 3 days. But still within me, within my mind, I'm terrified. And eventually, the lady comes back and she starts talking to me and she starts telling me things. And her voice is so soothing that it fades my fear to nothing. But she's giving me information. She's not just talking, but she's showing me images of people suffering around the world, of different things. And it's coming extremely fast. I'm not sure if I'm going there or if they're coming to me, but it seemed really fast. And her voice is explaining things and it's making perfect sense. And I'm asking questions, but even before I'm able to complete the sentence, the question, she's answering my questions. And this obviously makes some sense because if you think about it, if it was my mind talking to myself, I would know, my mind would know what I'm about to ask, so it would be able to answer the question even before I asked it. or simultaneously while I'm asking it. So that makes some sense. But here's where it gets tricky, right? Because then I start to try to ask questions, clever questions, questions that she should not be able to answer, right? If it's me answering my own question. So I ask the lady, what's the meaning of life? And again, before I'm able to complete the sentence, she answers the question. And at the time, her answer made perfect sense. And even right now, it still, to me, makes perfect sense. And I told this idea of the meaning of life, or how I rather phrase it, the purpose of life. I've told that to very few people, and every one of those people have had the same reaction that I had. And a few months ago, I told my son the meaning of life, according to that lady. And he responded to me almost exactly with the same words that I responded. He said, that makes sense. And I think it made him feel better. I think. I hope. So anyways, this is what she said. So I ask her, or I try to ask her, but she answers before I complete the sentence, what's the meaning of life? And she replies, the meaning of life, no, she said, the purpose of life is to appreciate God's creation. And I know that this may not make sense to whoever might be listening to this out there. That's an atheist, right? But let me try to explain the same idea or a very similar idea from an analytical or a scientific perspective. I think we all think of ourselves as individuals, right, separate from our surroundings, but in a very practical sense, objective sense, we are part of the earth. When we speak of the earth, we speak of the human race as being part of it. So I think in a very literal sense, we are the earth. And in that way, and because the earth is part of the universe, or is the universe, then we are part of the universe. We might be a minute, maybe meaningless speck of the universe, but we are still part of the universe. So I think we can make this statement, and it be somewhat true, that human beings or consciousness or intelligent life is the universe waking up to absorb itself, to study itself, or to appreciate itself. We, in a very literal sense, we, the human race, or intelligent life, or consciousness, is the universe waking up to appreciate itself. And I think those two statements are referencing the same thing. The purpose of life is to appreciate God's creation. The purpose of consciousness is the universe appreciating itself. There are different words describing from different perspectives, one from a religious point of view and the other from an analytical or objective point of view, describing the same phenomenon. So to me, being scientific, trying to understand science, trying to understand the universe, is a religious act. I'm trying to understand the universe. I'm trying to understand God. I'm fulfilling my purpose. On top of my other purposes, which are my purpose as a father, as a son, as a grandfather, as a husband, or brother, or all the other relationships that I'm very much involved in, my purpose on top of all of those is to appreciate God's creation, to understand the universe, to study the universe. Hopefully that makes some sense to somebody out there. But I guess that's it.